This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 1st August 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather remains warm. Tel Aviv basks in sunshine while Jerusalem enjoys clear skies. In Haifa, expect a mild breeze, a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, a Gaza terrorist responsible for kidnapping Noah Argamani and Avinatan Or on October 7th has been killed in a strike. Also, Walla reports that the US and Israel are preparing for an attack on Iran as early as this weekend. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reveals a Turkish citizen is suspected of funneling money and equipment to Hamas under the guise of an aid organization. Separately, the Jerusalem Post details a clash between Eisenkot and Likud over the framework for Hamas disarmament and IDF withdrawal from Gaza. And finally, Ynet reports on a CBS story that the US and Israel discussed a joint strike on Iran potentially happening this weekend. Here's what people are saying online. Arsen Ostrovsky, a commentator, reflects on the words of Auschwitz survivor Primo Levi, highlighting the danger of ordinary people who act without questioning. Emily Schrader, an activist, questions who coordinated the invasion of Ceuta, suggesting it was a planned operation. Joe Truesman, a conflict analyst, notes that Palestinian Islamic Jihad is the only group openly publishing martyrdom notices for minors during the conflict. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the Gaza terrorist was a key figure in the kidnapping of Israeli hostages and had plans for future attacks. His death comes hours after a significant Hamas disarmament meeting. This could impact ongoing efforts to secure the release of hostages. Turning to the US and Israel's potential strike on Iran, Waller reports this plan was presented during a cabinet meeting at Camp David. The focus is on Iran's nuclear facilities. Such an escalation could heighten tensions across the Middle East. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom highlights the arrest of Mohammad Yousef Hasna in the UK. Authorities allege he established a fake charity to support Hamas. This reflects ongoing concerns about international funding for terrorist activities. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post covers the dispute over Israel's position in Gaza. Eisenkot and Likud disagree on the conditions for IDF withdrawal. This debate underscores the complexity of reaching a sustainable peace framework. Finally, Ynet's coverage of the CBS report emphasizes the gravity of the proposed U.S.-Israel operation against Iran. Targeting Iran's energy infrastructure would be a significant escalation. It raises questions about regional stability and potential retaliation. On the economic front, first, according to Israel Hayom Business, the Ashley Liran Group warns that without changes in policy, urban renewal projects will stall. This affects Tel Aviv's development landscape. Separately, CTEC explores Israel's research into advanced sensing technologies. The aim is to revolutionize search and rescue operations, potentially saving lives in disaster scenarios. And finally, Globes reports that Jared Kushner's firm has sold a 25% stake in Phoenix Financial. Despite this sale, it remains the largest shareholder, maintaining significant influence in the company. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.